work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 24 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth act of the hour. This is the Glass House's 867 with Streetlight by Streetlight. That was Street Light by Street Light from This Is Glasshouses 867. I'd like to provide updates on the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players playing in the National Lacrosse League that is spread out throughout North America in winters. On June 18th, the Langley Thunder bested the Maple Ridge Barrage 8-7 at Langley Event Center, as the Thunder were led by John Phillips, 3 goals, 1 assist, while Marcus Claridge led the Barrage with 1 goal and 3 assists in the losing effort. On June 19th, the host New West Salmon Bellies bested the Nanaimo Timbermen 9-7 at Queen's Park Arena, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Hayden Dixon's 3 goals, 1 assist, while Luke Pilcher led the Timbermen with 3 goals, 2 assists in the losing effort. Two games were on June 20th. The Victoria Shamrocks doubled up the visitors Coquitlam Adirondacks 8-4 at the Q Center in Colwood, as Andrew Q led the Shamrocks with 3 goals, 2 assists, and Chris Oglieri made 27 saves on 31 shots. The second game saw Maple Ridge besting the hosts Burnaby Lakers 10-8 at Bill Copeland Center, as Marcus Claridge led the Barrage with 4 goals, 2 assists, followed by Garrett Winter with 2 goals, 3 assists, while Jack Charbonneau led the Lakers with 2 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort. On June 21st, the National Indigenous Day, the visitors New West bested the Nanaimo Timbermen 8-6 at Frank Crane Arena, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Hayden Dixon's 4 goals, while Thomas Vason led the Timbermen with 4 goals, 1 assist in the losing effort. Two games are on tap today. Nanaimo hosts Coquitlam at Frank Crane Arena on 5 p.m., while Langley visits Maple Ridge on 7 p.m. at Camney Lee Arena.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Prime Minder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association, with 2 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. The New West Salmon Bellies are first at 8-0, 16 points. The Victoria Shamrocks are second at 6-1-1, 13 points. The Coquitlam Adirondacks are third at 6-2-1, 13 points. And the Langley Thunder are 4-4 for 8 points. The top four teams make the playoffs, from what I understand. And the rest, the Maple Ridge Barrages are 2-5-2, 6 points. The Burnaby Lakers are 6 at 1-8, 2 points, tie with the Nanaimo Timbermen 1-8, so there is a 2-way tie for the last place at this time.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is The Spirals Retrograde. Here is What's Real.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. Earlier this week, the SPS updated its staffing numbers on its police transition page of the official website. With 551 sworn police officers, with 104 women, 447 men, 234 visible minorities, and 473 civilian employees. The recent update on the SPS addressed recent discrepancies on staffing numbers between the Surrey Police Board, which mentioned 543 members, and SPS 2024 report to the community, which reported 525 officers, both as of April 2025. On June 18th, the SPS hosted an online session for experienced officers to join the force and tweeted a short video outlining steps for people who have been threatened with extortions, which have particularly hit the South Asian business community in recent months. On June 19th, the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski spoke to Joe Bennett of CKNW on the recent extortion threats in Surrey, where he revealed that the SPS has put a team together to deal with extortions a few weeks ago. Currently 10 files shared with the RCMP, which also provides police services in Surrey, with the SPS as the police of jurisdiction, where it provides frontline policing to Wally City Center, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, and Newton. Chief Lipinski mentioned the SPS has shared info with the Edmonton Police Service, Peel Regional Police in Ontario, and stressed against paying for extortion threats. Over the weekend, the SPS has set up a booth at Cloverdale Market Days featuring community first officers. Oh, that was June 20th. That's what they previewed for. Okay. So on June 20th, they said the SPS first community first officers will be setting up a booth at Cloverdale Market Days. Recognized the National Indigenous Peoples Day yesterday, which was June 21st. Particularly the Samiamu, Kwantlen, and Kotze nations, who have been who were the first peoples in Surrey. Also today, the SPS tweeted that three officers, just a minute, please. The SPS tweeted a picture of three officers who will be representing the SPS at this year's Cops for Cancer Tour de Valley Ride, which will be between September 15th and 20th, as they have raised $21,000 for pediatric cancer research so far.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Thank you for listening to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, my first show between 10 and 11 a.m. on Sundays in over 5 years. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I'd like to provide some scoring updates from the BC Premier Baseball League, which has 4 games currently live. The UBC Thunder are leading the Victoria Eagles 3-0 at UBC's Tourmaline West Stadium. The North Island Royals are leading the North Shore Twins in North Vancouver's Parkgate. The Delta Blue Jays are leading the Mid-Island Pirates 2-0 at Richmond's Latrace Field, and the Victoria Mariners are leading the Coquitlam Reds 2-0 at Lyritz, which is in Victoria. Now to the last tune, B44, it's Utility Providers Challenger with Skin and Bones. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.